News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 4:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. I do hope you came through this weekend quite unscathed. Very exciting. A lot of weather that didn't show up, but there were some that did, and we'll talk about that. Do hope you're having a great Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Looking at a busy day today. Yep, days are longer as spring creeps a lot closer. We're looking at 3 days now? 3 days until spring arrives on Thursday, March 20th. We'll talk about a lot of sports, talk about the astronauts, and we'll talk about the three top trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, it seems like a bunch of the information we need to distribute to you has or is relatable to traffic flow. Let me start here, and FDOT is reporting today drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton. This is north to Olive and Gregory from North Palafox to East 14th. Resurfacing work from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound is closed this afternoon. Northbound drivers are being detoured to make a U-turn at Broad Street onto Highway 29 southbound to access the 10 freeway eastbound, and a new temporary on-ramp for Highway 29 southbound drivers accessing the 10 freeway eastbound now open. In Santa Rosa County, of course, widening construction on Highway 98 from Bayshore to Portside continues in Gulf Breeze. Also, East Kingsfield Road west of Highway 29 will be closed tomorrow as public work crews resurface the roadway at the railroad tracks. Traffic headed east on East Kingsfield Road will be detoured to Pompano Street. Westbound traffic on East Kingsfield will be diverted through a one-way lane closure. The road is expected to reopen by Wednesday. And talking about voters up in Century, yep, they're going to be busy tomorrow. Voters in Century will head to the polls in a special primary election. Three candidates will appear on that ballot for Century Town Council seat 4. The candidates, John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth Harrison. Polls will be open tomorrow, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. at the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse at 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This first check of the roads and weather brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on from what I can see. I-10 looking clear. Maybe a little bit of backups on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that's to be expected this time every afternoon. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 58.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, two astronauts who stayed aboard the International Space Station for months longer, I should say, than expected, due to problems with their spacecraft, will be on their way back home in just a mere few hours. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore have been aboard the International Space Station since last summer. Their original 8-day test flight of Boeing's Starliner turned into a 9-month-long stay after the spacecraft had enough tech issues that NASA couldn't assure their safety on a return trip. But today they board a SpaceX Dragon capsule for a flight home. That capsule will undock from the station after midnight Eastern and is expected to make a splashdown in either the Atlantic Ocean or in the Gulf of America off Florida's coast by about 7:45 Tuesday night. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And severe weather that lashed Florida over the weekend continues to delay flights at airports across the state today. More than 140 flights were delayed out of Tampa this morning, along with more than 24 cancellations. Flights were also reported delayed out of Sarasota and St. Petersburg, Clearwater. The storms are moving from Florida to New Jersey today, with heavy rain expected in the Northeast.
Okay, mark your calendars. Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing weekend's coming up. 19 days, April 5th through 6th. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules, by the way, and size limits will apply. And just want to throw this in here. Today, you might have more money than you thought you did. I made note of this the other day, but they're still wanting to. I get these upgrades from Tallahassee. wanting to give away this money. The state returned more than $42 million in unclaimed property to residents last month, part of nearly $2.7 billion that has been returned since 2017. This is through the FloridaTreasureHunt.gov site. Pensacola residents scoring big in February, $1.5 million in unclaimed funds out the door.
And Osceola County leaders formally throwing their support behind a push for a statewide hands-free driving law. The proposed law would ban the use of handheld phones behind the wheel. It's aimed at cutting down on accidents caused by distracted driving, and Osceola County commissioners have passed a resolution to formally support it.
All right. You got to remember, those SunPass scams are still available, and they're still running like crazy.
Unfortunately.
And I'm still getting them on my phone. They're real.
Every day.
If you're asked to click on one of those links to make an urgent payment, if you do that, you belong in Chattahoochee, I think. I mean, Don't do it. Don't even go close to hitting that link. The payment goes to scammers. Just that simple. Fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Their address, reportfraud.ftc.gov.
And Florida Senators Rick Scott and Ashley Moody reintroducing the Maintaining Cooperative Permitting Act to affirm Florida's authority to issue Section 404 permits under the Clean Water Act and provide regulatory certainty. The bill allows states to implement their own stringent permitting standards. In 2020, Florida assumed these Clean Water Act authorities, restoring decision-making power to Floridians, a designation to Senator Scott requested during his governorship.
Okay, we're talking about Florida stuff here. Let us not forget, it is spring break, and that means it's time for the 30th Annual Harvesters Credit Union Aggie Classic Baseball event.
Mm-hmm.
Big event here. Teams from three states facing off across Pensacola. Tate, Washington, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic, all taking part in the tournament, as W.S. Neal from East Bruton, Alabama, in town also. The remainder of the teams are from across Florida and Oklahoma. Got a lot of okay players in town. This afternoon, just kicking off at 4 o'clock today, Broken Arrow, they're out of Oklahoma, takes on Olympia, and then they come back and play 7 p.m. Tate versus Charles Page. These are the games being played at Tate, games being played at Washington. 4 o'clock, First Academy versus Washington, Oklahoma. Then at 7, it's Washington versus Bixby, Oklahoma. Gulf Breeze has a site, 4 o'clock, Gulf Breeze taking on Blanchard, Oklahoma, 7 o'clock Gulf Breeze, UConn. Then Catholic High School gets into the mix here. 4 o'clock, they have a bye. There's no game at 4 over there. At 7, however, Pensacola Catholic will take on Noble, Oklahoma.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a deep dive into some national stories for you, including President Trump saying the files related to the assassination of JFK will be released tomorrow. Details on that release and more coming up after the break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, it seems as though stocks will be avoiding that correction territory. This is some interesting news I want to pass on to you. This is based off of retail sales. Jerry Willis up there in New York, and I've been following it for us. She has all the details.
Stocks rebound after a rough week as investors weigh new economic data. After falling 2.3% last week, the Dow higher by 353 points, the S&P up 36, the NASDAQ rising 54. Investors eyeing the Federal Reserve's rate decision due Wednesday, though most see the Fed leaving rates unchanged, expectations are rising that weak economic data will keep the Fed on track to cut interest rates later this year. That optimism about rates was stoked today by weak economic data. Retail sales rose less than expected in February, while New York area manufacturing activity plummeted to a 14-month low. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national news in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some minor backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, the major spot is going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny day, high of 71, low of 58.
426 News Radio 92.3 Representative Michelle Saltzman's food distribution schedule. Remember, this was scheduled for last Saturday before the potential weather took over the event. They were going to hold it at Jubilee Church, and it was postponed due to the threat of severe weather. Well, a new date has been established for the District 1 food distribution event. Put this on your calendars. Saturday, April 12th. Going to do it at 2 o'clock.
Ann mentioned this before the break. President Trump says the files related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy will be released tomorrow. Speaking while touring the Kennedy Center, Trump said around 80,000 pages will be released. The president said a lot of Americans have been asking for this for a long time. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas back in 1963.
Yes, he was. Shoppers slowly loosening their purse strings. Laura Countner has the report.
Retail sales rose less than expected in February, 0.2%. An increase of 0.6% in spending was forecasted. The Commerce Department releasing the report, which also included downward revisions for January. Retail sales for that month dropped 1.2%. The small rebound is a sign that consumers are still concerned over economic uncertainty, including President Trump's tariff policies, government spending cuts, and a volatile stock market. On the bright side, there was an uptick in sales at grocery stores, home and garden stores, and online retailers. But that's not the case for auto dealers, restaurants, and electronics stores. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is postponing his book tour after a backlash within his own party. This after the New York lawmaker voted to advance a House Republican-led funding package. A spokesperson for his tour said it would be rescheduled over security concerns. He was scheduled to visit D.C., Baltimore, Philly, and New York City to promote his new book, Antisemitism in America, A Warning.
427, I think that's a pretty smart move on his part. The way the world is today, you just never can be too safe, especially in the seat that he's sitting in right now. Hey, the time to send each other encrypted messages is arriving. Eben Brown has more on this.
Secretary Kennedy says it's all about issuing health guidance that reflects public interest and not special interest. And with that, announced that HHS and the USDA are going line by line through recommendations released by the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. That 2025 report was released under the prior administration and drew criticism because it didn't provide clear guidance on ultra-processed foods. Now, Kennedy feels ultra-processed foods containing preservatives and emulsifiers play a role in chronic disease. Last week, the Make America Healthy Again Commission held their inaugural meeting. Secretary Kennedy also met with CEOs of major food brands.
The continuing resolution was signed by President Trump Saturday to keep government running for the next 6 months. Senator Schumer's yes vote, along with nine other Democrats, helped it happen and angered Democrats who urged opposition. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss said on Fox News Sunday, his party needs every opportunity to show
how we would govern if we were given power. And voting for a bill that further empowers Trump to tank the economy and threaten our allies and take away benefits from veterans is not a good way of doing that.
Many House Democrats are saying it may be time for change for Schumer's New York Senate seat. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Yeah, just a little bit of backlash. And we were talking about the story a couple of stories ago about Schumer, his frustrations, and the danger he is immediately in just because of his political beliefs.
Right.
He's got a target on him, and I wish him safety. That's what I wish.
Well, and also, it's a matter of, because that was the Republican-led package they were talking about. That's what they had to pass to prevent a shutdown, right?
Absolutely.
So that's just all the more strong-armed into it.
He was, well, for once, he took a look and said, America first.
Yeah.
Charlie Schumer second.
Big picture, right.
So, yeah, and I give him credits for that.
And a professor at Brown University who was deported to Lebanon despite having a valid visa allegedly told authorities she attended the funeral of a Hezbollah leader. That's what the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement on Monday. According to a court petition filed by her cousin, Dr. Rasha Alawi returned to the U.S. after visiting family in Lebanon and was detained Thursday at Boston's Logan International Airport. DHS said that she told Border Patrol agents she attended the funeral of Hassan Nasrallah, leader of the Iran-backed group, last month.
You know, we were talking about the Michelle Saltzman event being postponed until the 12th of April. Well, there's an event tomorrow. Don't forget, Cantonment Improvement Committee holding a 10,000-pound food giveaway.
Mm.
3 o'clock, Carver Park. Attendees, don't forget to bring a legal ID with you. That'll help.
Fox News,
I'm Daria Albinger. Mission accomplished. The White House says the strikes ordered by President Trump on Houthi rebel targets got the job done.
There's a new sheriff in town, and this president is not just going to sit on his hands and allow terrorists to launch attacks on commercial vessels and U.S. naval ships. Those actions will not be tolerated.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt, the Iran-backed militants have been attacking ships in the Red Sea and off the coast of Yemen in response to the war between Israel and Hamas. President Trump is prepping for a phone call with Russian leader Putin tomorrow. It's hoped the conversation will end with a plan to advance a ceasefire with Ukraine. And there was plenty of green for the stock market on this St. Patrick's Day. The market's closing higher after spending plenty of days in the red. America is listening to Fox News.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Harvard announced today that undergraduate tuition will be free for students of families who make annual incomes of $200,000 or less. The Ivy League school will also make an education completely free for students from families with annual incomes of $100,000 or less. And that covers tuition, food, housing, health insurance, and travel costs. The new expansion of financial aid will begin for the 2025-26 academic year. Vice President J.D. Vance says he's hopeful the deal to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. will be wrapped up by early April. Questions about the future of the popular video sharing app have continued to linger since a law requiring its China-based parent company to divest took effect in January. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 350, the S&P added 36, and the NASDAQ grew by 54. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future?
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. St. John's not only were the regular season Big East champs, but on Saturday they defeated Creighton to secure St. John's its first Big East Conference Tournament championship since 2000. And in year two at St. John's, Rick Pitino also won the Big East Coach of the Year award, while having the Big East Player and Most Improved Player of the Year. And we all know the all-time great resume Coach Pitino has, but even for his standards, with what he's done this quickly with the Johnnies is truly unbelievable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 1045. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Awesome. 437 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now, feeling pretty darn good on this Monday afternoon. Getting into, well, how can you not feel good if you just look outside? It is an absolute beauty of a day, and we thank Austin Price for that great forecast.
Yep, call me Mother Nature.
That's right, Mother. We'll be call you a lot of things with Mother in there, don't they? Okay, America getting their brackets ready as March Madness begins tomorrow. Whew, it's almost over. First four get underway. Jared Max has your Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
March Madness, the brackets are out. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. First-round games in the men's NCAA basketball brackets are Thursday, the round of the first four tomorrow. In Dayton, Ohio, Alabama State will play St. Francis of PA for their right to become the 16th seed of the South region. Then North Carolina will take on San Diego State to become the 11th seed in the South. Auburn, the number one overall seed in the brackets, Duke, Houston, and Florida, other top seeds. The women's NCAA brackets, for the first time, UCLA, the number one overall seed, South Carolina, USC, and Texas are also number ones. Major League Baseball season opens tomorrow in Tokyo, where the World Series champion Dodgers will take on the Cubs. The Dodgers will play without Mookie Betts, who manager Dave Roberts said has lost nearly 15 pounds from a recent illness and will not play in the two-game series in Japan. For the first time since February 4th, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost a game Sunday. Team record 16-game win streak snapped by the Magic, 108-103. Golf, $4.5 million not awarded Sunday to the winner of the Players' Championship. The tournament did not reach its conclusion. It will today. Rory McIlroy and J.J. Spawn finished tied atop the leaderboard at 12-under par. McIlroy and Spawn will play a three-hole aggregate playoff this morning at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. It starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. First playoff finish in 10 years at the Players' Championship. Tennis, BNP Paribas at Indian Wells. 17-year-old Mira Andreeva became the youngest winner at the tournament since Serena Williams in 1999. Andreeva defeated world number one ranked Aryna Sabalenka, 2-6, 6-4, 6-3. 23-year-old Brit Jack Draper will move into the top 10 world rankings after he won the men's title at Indian Wells. Draper beat Holger Rune in straight sets and will move up from 14th to 7th in the world. Soccer, Lionel Messi scored a goal for Inter Miami, which beat Atlanta United FC 2-1. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And just to kind of delve into the basketball scene a bit more, putting a bit more of a local spin on it, the NIT announced its bracket Sunday evening, but it was revealed that one team that was invited had committed to a non-NCAA event. So the NCAA decided, all right, we will invite someone else instead. They invited South Alabama, the Jaguars.
Good choice.
The problem Excellent is choice. They sent South Alabama an invitation without knowing that the original team they invited still intended on playing in the NIT. So the NCAA very awkwardly rescinded its invitation to South Alabama. And Dan Gavitt, who's NCAA senior vice president, he stated that it was a mistake, and he apologized to the team for the confusion and emotional impact. But yeah, so South Alabama kind of got their hopes up there.
I got my hopes up there.
Yeah, I could tell.
I was pretty excited.
This was a roller coaster of emotions for you.
I've got a team to follow. This is great.
Right.
All right. Irish golfer Roy McIlroy. He's a pretty happy player here. He won the Players' Championship just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Can you imagine? The Irish guy walks in here, takes the tourney, and just gloats about it. You know?
Right.
That's the way to do it. You got to do it. Here's Jared Max.
It was another happy St. Patrick's Day for golfer Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland.
And McIlroy's got another player's title.
On Golf Channel, Monday morning, world number two ranked golfer Rory McIlroy joined Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and current world number one Scottie Scheffler as the only golfers to win not only multiple major tournaments, but also multiple players' championships, which McIlroy claimed Monday in a three-hole aggregate playoff against American J.J. Spawn.
Making the Irish happy.
And I think this is the third time I've won on St. Patrick's Day, so it's been a good luck charm for me.
The luck of the Irish.
Rory McIlroy with Golf Channel, his players' championship win good for $4.5 million. J.J. Spawn won over $2.7 million for second place. Jared Max, Fox News.
Third St. Patrick's Day win. Okay, buddy, just say you have a genetic advantage.
And I see you've got the green on today.
Yeah, I'm not wearing nothing. I realized that as I was writing the script. I'm like, I'm wearing black and gray. That is all I'm wearing. I look like I hate St. Patrick's Day. Speaking of Irish athletes, though, Conor McGregor paying a visit to President Trump this St. Patrick's Day. The UFC star appeared at the White House this morning and took aim at the Irish government. He blamed illegal immigration for Ireland potentially losing its Irishness. Those are his words. He also praised Trump and his work ethic, saying he considers Ireland and the U.S. to be siblings.
443 News Radio 92.3. Now listen, you may love March Madness, but your boss may not have the same take as you do. Jill Nato has more.
Bureau of Labor data says the average worker watching March Madness costs the U.S. economy about $1,800 in lost productivity. Multiply that by millions of college basketball fans, and you're talking about some $20 billion. Action Network, a sports media brand focused on betting, says they surveyed 3,000 basketball fans and found 40% of them admitted to calling in sick to watch a March Madness game. And fans spend 2.4 hours per day on average doing miscellaneous activities related to the big event, like checking scores and brackets. Jill Nato, Fox News.
My question is, you've got these huge radio and television ratings for basketball. What happens in the translation from college basketball to NBA because the NBA numbers are in the tank?
I think it's just a matter of college. First of all, college athletics will always have a nod when it comes to fan involvement, being alumni and everything, or being from a college town. But also, March Madness is known for the upsets.
Right.
You know, last year you had the flipping Boston Celtics winning the NBA Finals. A whoop-de-doo, who cares?
I was just putting this out there because there was a recent survey out in terms of ratings where Nickelodeon was beating most of the NBA games in numbers.
Yeah.
Huts, those are homes using television. These are referrals for rating services.
Right.
Huts, homes using television, or putts, persons using televisions, all down across the board for NBA.
Wow.
They don't know where it's where the drop-off is and why the drop-off is so.
Well, that's a shame because that means that a lot of people probably didn't see this happen. The Orlando Magic.
My team.
Yes, they just took down the Cavaliers, ending Cleveland's win streak of 16 games in a row. This happened last night. Mm-hmm. They beat them 108-103. Paolo Banchero led all scorers with 24 points as Orlando has won 3 of 5 and remains in a play-in spot.
My heart goes out for the boys in Orlando, let me tell you. Hey, Ice Flyers split their weekend series against the Quad City Storm. Pensacola returns home back to home ice this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 21st, 22nd. Then the Ice Flyers face Peoria on Sunday. It's a three-peat weekend. Three-peat weekend at the Bay Center. Ice Flyers are down. Okay, yeah, it should be great.
Weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Did get a caller letting us know about this, and we are seeing the congestion on our map. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards the Escambia Bay, so that's right at Scenic Highway, we are going to have some backups there due to some accidents being reported. Also, we do have some backups on Highway 90 still if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees right now, going to be a low of 46. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 71, low of 58.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Boy, interesting. U.S. military vessels are sending a message to the cartels in a big way, and any other would-be invader would be crazy to get in their way. Teresa Crowley has more.
The Pentagon has deployed the guided missile destroyer USS Gravely from Virginia Naval Weapons Station Yorktown to the U.S.-Mexico border, adding naval forces to a region the Coast Guard normally covers, an escalation in the Trump border enforcement to protect the U.S. territorial integrity, sovereignty, and maritime security. And the Gravely means business. Last year, the crew was in the Middle East shooting down Houthi rebels' missiles that were attacking ships. U.S. Naval Forces NORTHCOM commander says for the border, a special Coast Guard law enforcement detachment is aboard with teams to counter piracy, stop illegal migrants, and join counter terror ops. The Gravely's motto, first to conquer. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty. And just before 5:30 next hour, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Jordan Peterson speaking at the Bay Center. So if you want to win those tickets, you got to be here just before 5:30 on News Radio 92.3. We'll give you a simple prompt to enter into our text line, 850-437-1620. And if you're the first person to text in, you will win those tickets. So once again, be here just before 5:30.
Okay, mortgage rates are up slightly today, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.81%. The average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.25%. And don't forget, tax season, whew, quickly coming to a close with tax day barely over a month away. If you haven't done your taxes, it is time to start getting a plan together. Now, the last day to file your 24-25 taxes is Tuesday, April 15th.
Alrighty, and wholesale egg prices coming down, finally! The U.S. Department of Agriculture reporting that the national average wholesale price of a dozen eggs dropped $2.70 last week, landing at $4.15. That marks 3 weeks of declining prices, according to the USDA.
Okay, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, he may not be making a lot of folks very happy, especially if you work in the post office. He plans to cut 10,000 employees in the next 30 days through a voluntary early retirement program and billions of dollars from the USPS budget. DOGE will assist with big problems at the $78 billion a year agency. This isn't the first time thousands of employees have been cut. In 21, the agency cut, get this now, we're going to cut 10,000 this time, all right? Before, in 2021, the agency cut 30,000 workers under Obama.
Wow. Alrighty. And the White House claims a peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia is close. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said talks are on the 10th yard line of peace. This says President Trump is set to hold a phone call with Russian President Putin tomorrow. On Sunday, Trump said discussions would center on land and power plants, and Ukraine has agreed to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal.
I meant to say Biden, not Obama. And it was in 2021, so it was Joe. I was on Joe's back on that one there. Hey, make 2025 a safe year for your pups and plant microchip. Friends of Animals over in Santa Rosa has partnered with local fire departments to offer free screening service from 8 a to 8 p, and they will do that 7 days a week.
All right. And earlier this hour, we had mentioned, in passing, President Trump visiting the Kennedy Center today. And when he was on after the tour, he said that he was disappointed. He said the building is in tremendous disrepair, vowing to fix up the facility he claims deteriorated under bad management. The Kennedy Center underwent a $250 million expansion project back in 2019, and Trump didn't go into detail about planned future renovations. Monday's visit was the first time Trump has visited the center since naming himself chairman and firing multiple members of the Performing Arts Institution's board last month.
Okay, I was telling you about Charlie Schumer and being a little skittish about going out into public right now, rightly so. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has postponed appearances to promote his new book, citing security reasons as he faces backlash over a recent vote. Here's Gardale Scott.
Events in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. were scheduled to kick off promotion of Schumer's book, Anti-Semitism in America, A Warning. Threats of protests from Democrats upset with his vote to back a Republican plan to keep government operating are believed to have caused the sudden planning change. The backlash among Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill who opposed the spending bill has even sparked talk of Schumer's leadership and even his Senate seat being in jeopardy. The tour's schedule is said to be on hold indefinitely. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get more of a business look for you as far as what's going on throughout the country today, including Starbucks having a bit of a recent scare that they're going to have to fork out some millions for. Details on what happened, assuming you haven't already seen it online, and more coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, 4:53, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, little Steve Miller Band this afternoon. Hey, one storm system exits, another's entering the U.S. Who knows better? Well, Janice Dean's in with a forecast.
The storm system that brought hundreds of reports of severe weather, including dozens of tornadoes over the weekend, is now exiting the East Coast. We will have leftover rain and breezy conditions across the Northeast, but that should taper off later today. Next storm system is moving over the West, bringing heavy snow to the mountains. Some of this energy is going to create a snowstorm for the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes midweek. Temperatures are 15 to 25 degrees above average over the central U.S., and fire danger is critical across a widespread section of the high plains for much of the work week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Do have some minor backups still on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And a lot of the issues we had on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Scenic Highway has cleared up. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 71 and a low of 58.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, another musician has vowed to tackle expensive ticket prices. I'm talking about Neil Young here. Neil is just ticked off at these places like Ticketmaster or all these distribution companies for tickets, raising the prices. Who suffers? You do, folks.
Right.
You're the one that keep these things going. Anyway, here's the latest from Fox.
Keeps me searching for a heart of gold.
Neil Young taking to his website to say he will no longer be selling platinum-priced tickets for his concerts. The Grammy Award-winning artist saying that he stole the idea from another influential musician, Robert Smith of The Cure. Back in 2023, The Cure sold tickets for their British tour only to be inundated by fans claiming that tickets for their shows were incredibly expensive, prompting the band to give partial refunds. Now, Young says that while he originally used platinum-priced tickets to counteract scalpers, he is scrapping that tier and warning fans to, quote, buy aggressively when the tickets come out or tickets will cost a lot more in a secondary market. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
All righty. And, you know, I had hinted at this being a business headline, and it is, but it's also kind of pop culture relevant considering how viral this story has become, because there was this story, and there may have been even another one, L.A. County jury ordering Starbucks pay a local resident $50 million. This after the man was severely burned by a tray of hot teas that he bought at the coffee shop. The man filed a lawsuit against the company in the wake of the incident, alleging it was negligence that caused the tray to collapse, spilling the drinks. Starbucks plans to appeal the verdict.
Here's what happened. You know those little carrier trays, these styrofoam or their cardboard trays that carry the drinks.
Yeah.
One of the drinks was not pushed in all the way.
Right.
And it fell over and burnt that.
And
gentleman.
See, that's the thing. I thought there was a story, and it may have been the same one, and I just misheard it. I thought there was something about like the lid on one of them, like at the drive-thru.
You're probably right, but I'm just telling you the one I know of. It was in that darn tray, carrier tray,
right,
and it didn't go all the way into the tray and snap, and when the guy took it from the window, it just fell over on him.
Golly.
All right. Hey, when Journey couldn't perform for their fans in concert last Friday night, what happened? The fans took over. Now, this is cool. Daria Albinger has this story.
The arena rock band had just launched into their 1981 hit, Don't Stop Believin', when the music cut off and the TV screen showing the band performing at the Houston Rodeo went dark. Well, that didn't stop the crowd, though, who could be heard on social media singing the next line, "It goes on and on and on and on." The band later said it was an electrical fire that made them exit the stage. Co-founder Neil Sean thanked fans for carrying on as long as they could. He says they offered to perform again Saturday, but organizers told them they couldn't make it happen. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
You turned the band Journey down from doing a show?
Yeah, come on. Who did you have lined up next?
I want to know who that person was in that group.
Drake's label filing a motion to dismiss his lawsuit against them for promoting Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. Universal Music Group wrote that Drake is bitter because he lost a rap battle that he provoked and claimed that he's taking legal actions to lick his wounds. It also notes that Drake signed a public petition about 3 years ago criticizing legal action against artists that interpret rap lyrics as fact.
All right, the iHeart Radio Music Awards are back tonight. Da-da-da-da. Michelle Polino has more.
Tracy Abrams, Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Glorilla, Kenny Chesney, and more will take the stage for the 2025 iHeart Radio Music Awards. LL Cool J returns as host for the show, airing live on Fox at 8 Eastern from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. The event will also stream live on iHeartRadio stations and the app. Nelly will also be honored with the Landmark Award, recognizing artists who have shaped culture over decades. His debut, Country Grammar, sold over 10 million copies worldwide, while Lady Gaga will receive the Innovator Award. This year's awards will celebrate the most played artists and songs on iHeartRadio in 2024. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, Milton residents may have to learn it the hard way what it means to not have legislative backing in Tallahassee. Three requests for city funding were killed at the last minute without warning. The proposals included $500,000 request to pay for continued restoration of Lachlan Lake, $500,000 for work of the city's Blackwater River Riverwalk, and $1 million for much-needed funding for the city's wastewater treatment plant. More stories like this coming up next hours on News Radio 92.3.
NewsRadio92.3.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.